Switching gears now, we are turning to America's secular religion, football. It's Super Bowl Sunday coming up, and as you stock up on necessary supplies, your chili, your wings, your popcorn, your chips, finally, fashionistas have something to look forward to as well. Now they can stock up on their favorite team gear. Women make up 44% of the NFL's fan base, and recently the NFL launched the Fit for You campaign to better highlight new and improved women's apparel lines. Here to talk more with us about fashion and the Fit for You campaign is Rhiannon Madden. She is the director of apparel for the NFL. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So director of apparel means what?
That means I actually handle all of the apparel outside of the on-field. So any of the lifestyle apparel you see, whether you shop at Kohl's, Target, Old Navy, all of that stuff, I would have collaborated with our licensees on.
So off the field. I'm tempted to say the on-field outfits, but that wouldn't be the right.
The on-field uniforms.
Uniforms, of course.
Yes, yeah. That's handled within my group as well, but I don't work as closely with that.
But you do that. So when did this campaign start? I guess the question is really, how did you figure out that women would like their own stuff?
Well, we've actually been offering product for women for the past 10 years, but we hadn't communicated that well enough for people to know, so women didn't know where to buy it or that we even had it. So we realized, yeah, we have, as you said, 44% of our fan base is female. That's 80 million women. These are all individuals. They don't engage with the sport in the same way. So we looked at them and said, what can we do to be better for our fans? So we knew they shopped at all different places, wore different things, whether it was maternity, plus size, fitness products. We wanted to make sure that we had something for everyone.
So what's different about the women's apparel now? I think a lot of women like me who play sports or like sports, the only way you knew that something was for you was that it was pink.
Right. Yeah, we call that shrinking and pinking. And listen, that some people that still appeals to. But we have a lot more women that want to be what we call loud and proud. That's our avid fan. Or we have women that want to be a little more casual about it and show it in a more subtle way.
Okay, but what about evening wear? Is there any NFL evening wear?
We do have some. We have very glitzy jewelry, which I'm actually wearing a piece of it right now. We have amazing.
Really? Tell me. Yeah. Describe.
I have on, it's a sterling silver necklace. I happen to be a Patriots fan. I love all the teams, but I happen to be a Patriots
fan.
This
interview's over. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Never mind. Okay. I'll try to pull it together. Okay.
It's got a really beautiful crystal bead. And we have a lot of jewelry like this. We have stackable rings, bangles, all types of stuff. So that to dazzle up your evening wear. We also have evening bags, like really cool clutches, really nice stuff.
Forgive me. Do regular people actually buy that stuff? Glam, blingy?
Yeah. You know what? I was surprised by it too, because we did take a chance and we have a really high-end handbag line. We have, footwear that's a lot more high-end, and the consumers are out there and they've responded and they rock it. They look just as good and as the women of the NFL family. So absolutely.
Fashion these days often comes, how can I put it, bottom up as opposed to top down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much about the designers telling people what they should wear as consumers somehow or another indicating what they want to wear and the market responding. So how would you describe this line? Do you think it's bottom up or top down?
I think it's a collaboration, really, because I think we do follow because we want to see what they're interested in and we want to create wearing occasions for our products. So it's a bit of both, I would have to say.
So what are you going to be rocking on Sunday for the big game?
I'm actually rocking. This is crazy. I'm wearing a full sequined Patriots jersey, and I'm not actually the type of girl that would wear sequins normally, but I just had to. It's just so off the charts, and I know it's going to get a lot of attention and for my Patriots. So that's what I will be rocking.
Okay, well, we won't be looking for you, but I would say good luck, but I wouldn't mean it. So, but before I let you go, I have to ask: are you related to the Madden?
I am not, but I get asked that. Actually, that's the third time I've been asked that today, without fail. I've worked for the NFL for almost 11 years, and I get asked every single day. No relation, though.
No relation. Not a bad name to have, though.
No, it's not. I probably should just go with it sometime.
All right. Well, what can we look forward to in the future? Are you working on something super secret? You could give us just a little hint about something that might be coming down the pike.
Well, for the Fashionista, we definitely have a lot coming out. We're going to be collaborating with some designers. We've been speaking to quite a few. So that's one thing. And then we also will have a real focus on fitness. A lot to look forward to.
Okay. Something to look forward to next year when the Giants are hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. Oh, sorry. Did I just say that? Rhiannon Madden is the director of apparel for the NFL, and she was kind enough to join us from member station WFYI in Indianapolis, which is hosting Super Bowl 46, which will be played on Sunday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.